This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. And he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. The news cycle is spinning, and it's a glorious day here in the world because we're all alive, right? Well, except for the unborn fetuses. But that's another story. Nothing to see here. We'll just move along. Not after all. I mean, even at birth, you can die from abortion. That's going to be one of our stories today. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Nice cheery note on that because, you know, we got to remember the unborn and what that industry is all about. An industry, ladies and gentlemen, it's an industry. It is, you know, it's interesting, the industries that we have that the left protects, right? Trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Oh, by the way, speaking of trafficking in human flesh and slavery, what is going on with these caravans now? We're getting kind of used to them. Have you noticed? We're just kind of getting used to these caravans. I hate it when this happens. I really do. I think it's very suspicious that we're just sort of getting used to it now because they just keep on coming and no one's doing anything about it. They just keep on coming. And they have so many sad stories and they're playing on your emotions, which of course is exactly what they want on the other side. Because you got to remember that at the end of the day, there's just a huge price tag on these slaves that are coming across the border. The slave business, which is what this is. We have to call it up and tell the world that the United States is the largest slave trader in the world. You Americans, we Americans are slave traders. Get your slave, master. Just go to the border and get a slave, master. And you don't think that's not happening? Yeah, it's just that simple. Let's step and fetch it, right? Something about Shinola. I mean, we could start throwing out all those acronyms, all those epithets and so on, because it applies right now to the border and the slaves coming across the border. Newly minted slaves from Honduras and Guatemala. That's what the United States is all about, is slavery. Isn't that a nice, proud legacy? That we're just nothing but a bunch of slave traders. I mean, literally, the world looks at us as slave traders, because that's exactly what we are. It's interesting that in some countries, slave auctions are actually occurring right now. Isn't that amazing? The rise of slave auctions again. I know, and people say, well, it's never really gone. No, it hasn't. But I'll tell you what, they've gone industrial. When they're organizing 10, the reason why I bring this up is because we're going to say another I told you so moment from Agenda 21 Radio. The latest numbers coming in on this most current round, the most current round of caravans is anywhere from 10 to 20,000. We'll just bump it up another 5. I mean, you can't really tell, right? Well, we can tell, and we're in touch with people down south, and there's more coming. The organizer of all these little slave trade movements, slave caravan movements across the border, they're working overtime. They're running around in all the different communities and towns, and they're organizing. They're stealing children. They're buying and selling children. They're renting children. The child rental business. The child rental business. A booming industry. On this side of the border, too. Right? And, of course, you know the big thing now, children are in big demand because as soon as an adult walks across the border with a child, they're presumed to be now the adult parent for the child, and they're just given a citation, catch and release. No questions asked. That's what's going on at the border now. And that is brought to you by, of course, the mainstream media and their lies. Because you see, the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, all these other folks, CNN especially, they're all in on the gig. They're all in on the gig. They think that it's best to go ahead and have slavery as opposed to having a wall, which if you've heard now, Nancy Pelosi has said, what? No money for you for that wall, never. Gosh, really? I love the way she negotiates, right? There is no negotiation going on with her, and Trump knows it. So Trump's going to go to Plan B. Plan B. Which, you know, everybody says, well, you should have got... Well, listen, he gave her the opportunity. Everybody can see she's not sincere. She's lying. Everybody says, well, you know, like on all of you guys, along with me, says, what's new? That's all she knows to do, right? She learned that from her crime family syndicate business. I mean, when you take a look at Nancy Pelosi, nobody's ever explored her family lineage and what a criminal background her family has had in herself, her son, her brother. Yeah, it's just amazing when you start digging into the family. Boy, no wonder they have a wall around their house. Hey, coffee is served here at Agenda 21 Radio. I'm not even going to be apologetic about it. It is absolutely wonderful coffee this morning. We are working still on pot one. In about half an hour, pot two will be brewed. We will be giving you the comparisons about Agenda 21 Radio Cafe at that time, in hour number three. Hour number three, Chris Street will be with us. Spiraling out of control. You know, back in the day in World War II, I used to watch these movies, and they used to show all these planes being shot at by our carriers and by our naval vessels out in the ocean, kamikaze things, you know? And it's kind of interesting that sometimes you'd see planes with one wing. The one of the wings would be shot off, and they'd be spiraling out of control. Absolutely no way for the pilot with the G-forces inside the cockpit to get out. The plane was going to smash into the ocean and blow up, which they did. So goes the state of California. One wing clipped, and a second to be clipped. Now, the reason why I say that is because PG&E, we brought this out yesterday. We read from Chris's story from American Thinker, and lo and behold, there's a bigger story. A bigger story, well, in so many different ways, but the biggest story of all is, of course, the financial blow to California. It is the death knell of California. It is the death knell of the California state government. They'll be in denial about it. Gavin Newsom, the newly minted governor, oh boy, he will be in denial. But you know what? Denial is a river in Egypt. The reality check for California is here. Just give it a few more months, and you'll know what I mean. When you have so much money that's being extended out, it's almost impossible to come back from. In other words, perhaps the other wing will come off. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Sunday Slam coming up this weekend, a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh. And we're back here on the Agenda 21 Radio.
Just what a day.
What a day. What a weekend it's going to be. Super Bowl coming up. I'm actually kind of warming up to the idea of NFL football again because I don't see a lot of kneelers out there. But, you know, I haven't really... I have to be honest with you. Football was my life. I mean, for years. Years and years and years and years. Everything football. And then I just said, like, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture for the professionals? And it's kind of interesting. I am really deviating. I'm sorry. Because of the Super Bowl and just all these thoughts and everything. And I said to myself, God, you know, here we go again. the California, this is a report that was coming out from the West Coast that the college recruiters are finding that in California, the numbers of people, numbers of kids participating in high school football has plunged precipitously. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's a report that's out. And again, I have not been in touch with football. And I loved it as a kid. I loved it as a coach. And I loved it as an administrator. And I'll tell you, I have sat through and been through and supervised and organized and all this other stuff and coached I don't know how many high school football games. Sometimes four in one weekend. You know, I mean, because, you know, your school has four teams, right? Supposedly. Oh, that's something of the past. Schools, high schools, having four football teams. You know, freshman, sophomore, JV, and varsity. That's the way it used to be. And you used to have just huge numbers who wanted to play football. It was just, the athletes were ubiquitous. They were ubiquitous for the football field. And, you know, I said, oh, okay. And, you know, it was kind of like an endless stream of young men who wanted to play football. And, of course, I was one of those young, svelte men back in the day. Now I'm a little slovenly today, but, you know, give me a break. But the athlete in me is still very, very strong, you know. My point is that high school football is diminishing around the nation. And I think it's a combination of things, but I think more so because the left has attacked it. And especially the Islamic State has attacked it. Yeah, the CARE people, the Muslim Brotherhood folks, the Obamas of the world, the globalists who want to put in, what's kind of interesting, and they talk about head injuries, but they want to put in soccer as a replacement because that's the global standpoint. None of this American-style football business. Break down American-style football, and you break down American defense systems. I mean that. Because, you know, what greater role can football play in our society than a strong military? Yep. That's just one. But the values that come out of playing football are just enormous to young men. And even later, young women. The skill sets. The I can do it mentality, the never give up, learning how to lose and learning from it so you can win. Little tiny things like that, sportsmanship. There is a winner and there is a loser. Shake hands after the end of the game rather than riot and shoot one another because it is a game. Sportsmanship, things like that. Oh, no, we'd rather play with a round ball. But, you know, the left has, and again, we're talking about the impetus from radicalized Islam, who's really been a big force in this, and other outside sources on the left to destroy American-style football. It's been going on for years. And now, this report that's been brought out a couple days ago, I read it, that American-style football in California is just diminishing like crazy. Not a surprise to me for a number of different reasons, because this, in my opinion, the destruction of American-style athleticism, especially at the secondary level from seventh grade on, has been a plan for a long, long time. It's been playing out for a long, long time to destroy American-style athletics at the high school level. And I say that because it's around the whole nation. Now, some places in some pockets, like in Texas and down the South and other places, these athletic programs are very, very stout athletic programs. But it's very hard to find stout, strong athletic programs in California today. And a lot of it is money. Yes, it is. And a lot of the problems that started to stem from the destruction of the California athletic system started with Prop 13. And it was more gamesmanship than anything else. You see, one of the things that started happening was the state stealing money. It comes down to this stealing, thieving. Nancy Pelosi. Did I say it again? The Nancy Pelosi's of the world in the political schemes, the Browns and so on, stealing money from the education system. And then you had the San Francisco treats in the Assembly and Senate, in the staffers at the Department of Education, and all over the place, who learned how to steal money and take it away from the schools. So the schools never saw the money they're supposed to have. Which sort of led to things like the Orange County bankruptcy and the five school districts that had to borrow money to invest. They were borrowing money to invest but to make up lost money that wasn't coming from the state as the state had promised. So the state controlling the purse strings forced schools to cut programs, and athletics was one of them that came up right up top. And they, you know, I was there. I was instituting the changes. I got it. I saw what was happening as more and more money left education and as there was more and more requirements, unionization, as an example, of officials. That's kind of interesting. They had a union. Some places the officials for high school football had a union, and they were forcing people to negotiate for officials to officiate games, else you just didn't have a game. A lot of schools had to cancel their games because of lack of officials. Isn't that interesting? And, you know, of course, the discouragement by a lot of teachers, and, of course, the hiring schemes of schools, in which they stopped hiring individuals that could potentially coach and teach at the same time, developing a really, really strong bond between athletes on the school grounds during the school days with their coaches and teachers. The great symbiotic relationship that would really keep a lot of order on the campus. And, of course, it would elevate the students. Of course, people didn't like that. You cannot have people elevated. You cannot have people, you cannot have young men celebrated for their athleticism, right? It had to be women in burkas now making social statements. We couldn't celebrate any of that stuff. Of course, what was being taught to the young man during football, on season, off season, winning, losing in the classroom was important. And it provided, guess what, a way for a lot of young men who potentially would drop out of school to play football and say, okay, I've got something in my life like football that can consume me and help me and keep me in school. I want to play. I got to be in school. And that is something that is very, very important, because it all started to add up around the 90s when money was really being stolen, especially in California. And we started to see the real death knell of a lot of real high-quality athletic programs. As more and more laws and restrictions, get it, the 11-month legislative cycle, regulating the Department of Education, and the Department of Education regulating athletics, and the federations that exist, the California Interscholastic Federation, basically being besieged with laws in which they have to help enforce, became an overburden ultimately. And pretty soon you started to see the influence of immigration in the programs. Now, a lot of these programs, it used to be that immigrants, when they would come to this country, would actually play sports in high school to assimilate. No assimilation for you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're having a discussion here on American-style football and what's been going on in California, where there's a precipitous drop in participation for high school athletics. And the thing is that families are scared away now. I mean, they've gone for the kill, basically, I think. I want to tell you a story, though, to tell you how long this has been going on. Some of you have heard this story before, but I just want to relay it to you. But how long this has been going on? This has been going on, we saw it in the 80s, where high school programs were being openly attacked by the community, and certain activists, of course, were there. We recognize that. The activism and the activists in Orange County in particular, where I was located, Orange County, California, have always been there. They've formed a metastatic cancer all throughout the area, in which you saw this football game this last season. Liso Niguel versus Santa Ana High School, in which the principal got on Facebook at midnight after the game, after being crushed in a straightaway football game, and he didn't like it, so he starts accusing everybody of being racist, basically, because they had things that might be construed to be Trump support posted up on and using the terms red, white, and blue, and calling them racist because they used the word white in a statement about red, white, and blue regarding the flag. I mean, the guy was just unhinged and off the hook. Well, come to find out, the usual suspects, we call up the district office, we do an investigation. Of course, you recognize it for what it is. It's a clean attack by somebody who's probably a socialist principal and playing along with a racist narrative. And guess what? It was. It was tied to a certain ethnic studies department at a certain university in Orange, California. It's where it all came from. And, we tracked it all down. Oh, yeah, well, guess what? Racism entered there. And, of course, it was a clear attack. You had a white school, right? In South Orange County, versus this Hispanic school, Santa Ana. Well, you know, I got news for you. Santa Ana High School, and they claim privilege about all kinds of white privilege and stuff like that. Well, you know, Santa Ana High School has always been a Hispanic school. I played football and athletics against Santa Ana. I was a school administrator involving with Santa Ana Valley, those schools. Yeah, and they went through demographic shift. Some of them were claiming that they'd never had any white students. Never been a white area. What, I mean, just some of the stuff is stupid. But the point is, it was clearly an attack, a political attack, on those schools that had white players that beat them. And they focused on the whiteness, of course, of the community. It's the white community's fault because they have white privilege. Of course, one might argue who has privilege, right? So this principal gets on his high horse and gets on Facebook and just starts accusing people at the school to be racist simply because of the color of their skin. And they used a slogan in reference to the American flag of red, white, 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 and blue, right? This is to me an apex moment in Southern California football. I was deeply involved in the 80s and 90s in it as a school administrator. So I have some insight. But the attacks on school football programs in particular and athletics started early in the mid 80s. And it progressed until we have today with a diminishing number of players playing football. And it's a great assimilation tool, by the way, for young men. Now, soccer, not so much. Now, and I'm going to talk about the safety of soccer because, you know, if you have two kids running around a soccer field and they smack heads together inadvertently going after the same ball, guess what? Concussions, duh. Big concussions, no helmet protection, nothing. In my opinion, and I've said this for years, soccer players need to have helmets at minimum. Yet the argument for high school football is too many concussions, everything's a concussion. Well, yeah, it can be if you're not blocking and tackling appropriately, and therein lies a problem. I've said this on the show many, many times. I've said it for years. I used to say it when I coached. Until you get rid of the notion of spearing and using the top of your head as a projectile device to tackle, you're going to have concussions. Those are teachable, coachable changes that can be made to football and need to be made to football so you don't have the issues of concussions. You lower the rate. Better helmet design. The helmets are designed much better today than ever before. I used to use a suspension helmet. People don't even know what that is. Still have two scars on my forehead from them. A suspension helmet is a helmet that has suspension. No foam, no nothing. Webbing to hold the helmet onto your head and absorb the cushion of the crash. Well, and before that, the first helmet I ever had none of that. It was just plastic over my head. No face guard. Of course, that's, reason why I do radio today. I have a face for radio. Not true. But listen, helmet design has come a long, long way and a lot safer. But, you know, coaching can be sloppy. We get that. But it's not enough to destroy an entire system. But the system has been destroyed deliberately and purposefully in California, and especially Southern California where I was. We saw it. First you pull away the money, and then you rely upon the community, and then you attack the community with various lawsuits saying, you know, your community gets more money than my community. That's unfair. And, of course, that's what happens is that ultimately these programs go away. Now, it's kind of interesting, but one of the situations I saw, and this involves immigration, because in the 80s and in the 90s, we started getting huge influx of people, with most of them coming from Southeast Asia, of course, the Vietnamese boat people, and I've got some very, very wonderful friends in the Vietnamese community down in Southern California and throughout the state of California. And they're wonderful people. They sacrificed dearly. They got their kids into football. You know, you have a lot of melting pot type people that have gotten into football and assimilated properly. There are stories that are just fantastic stories of how students have gotten engaged and assimilated into United States culture. See, that's the thing. You've got to stop assimilation. If you're gonna destroy this country, you've got to stop that process so you overrun it. First of all, you can do cloud and pivot like what we're seeing right now. These people that are coming across the border en masse, they don't know English. They can't assimilate. And by the way, when you come to California now, that assimilation process of the first and foremost, the biggest, strongest thing you can do to assimilate into the population is to learn the language of the population if you don't know it. But guess what? California schools, by way of Arnold Schwarzenegger, did away with the largest assimilation program in the world, and that was called the Adult Education ESL programs, learning English if you're an illegal or legal foreign national. If you come here legally and you need to learn English, you had a place to go. It was the largest English teaching program in the world, and Arnold Schwarzenegger did away with it as governor of California. That's a fact. Gee, I wonder why that is. Arnold Schwarzenegger gave us one of the worst environmental programs ever, and then he did away with the assimilation programs for California, teaching the immigrants English. I wonder why he would do that. Was he doing something in advance? All part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Football has something to do with it. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And also, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on there. Okay, so you've got a situation. We're talking about American-style football. And I'll tell you the one story to show you how immigration and Cloud and Piven works together at one particular high school, because this is a big-time memory with me. It was a game-changer. It politically, it was a huge signal with all the other things that I'd be getting about high school sports and so on, because I was the administrator in charge of two very, very large schools with about 3,000 students in winning programs, high-luster winning programs, you know, state championships, things like that. And, you know, we had the best of it. We really did. And we were a dominating force in school athletics. But, you know, with that comes, of course, notoriety, and it comes with the, you know, the privilege of being the winner, right? Which is, you know, there are things to be said about that. But, you know, if you play it right, there's a privilege in being the loser, too. And, of course, in a school situation, that's what you, as educators, must teach your kids how to win. You know, there's those schools that teach them how to lose. I've seen that. Deliberately keeping the kids down, it's marginalizing the athletes. When you get educators and community members that are deliberately marginalizing athletes, we've seen that. And of course, it marginalizes the health of the school. You know, these vibrant, healthy programs are good for a school. Very, very. They're good for all kids, not just the athletes, but they're good for all kids. Something about, you know, like school pride and that sort of thing. So they won't turn to other avenues of release, such as, you know, being in a gang or alcoholism or steroid abuse or drugs, marijuana. Of course, now, right now, the schools are a mess because of vaping and the marijuana, of course. But that's another problem, isn't it? Societal ills just creep in. But, you know, I can, the one story that just really sticks out in my mind, Santa Ana Valley High School, circa 1991. Paul Preston is in his office, in his vice principal's office, dutifully getting ready for the big game between Santa Ana Valley and Esperanza High School. Big game, they said. Well, it was a big for me because, you know, we used to play back in the day when I was in high school against Santa Ana Valley. So I'm like, there's a little feeling. Wow, that's kind of neat. So as a school administrator, though, I didn't expect the call about 5 minutes before walking out with my staff to open up the gates at the game. I get a call from the vice principal at Santa Ana Valley High School saying, Paul, can you let my students in? I said, okay. We had an agreement between schools that ASB students would get the discount or a freebie into the game, because we wanted the kids in the game to watch, you know, go figure. So he said, I sold three more. And I'm like going, well, three more why? I sold three more ASB cards. He said, I've got now 67 cards. Okay. I said, okay, great. Well, what do you want me to do? They were the names. And I took the names and I said, okay, make sure they get in. I said, they'll get in. They'll get in for free. No problem. They said, no. She says, you got to make sure. And he keeps on emphasizing. I'm going, you know, wait a minute. What's wrong with this guy? Now, see, we had a student body of 3,000, and we sold about 98% of our students' ASB cards at $35 a pop. Now, you do the numbers on that. So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, okay, an ASB card, and to me, I'm just taking it all for granted. It's not a big deal. And so I said, well, okay, so you sold 67. And he goes, yeah. He says, this year I sold 67. And I'm sitting there going, oh, okay. And he says, well, I sold them to the football team, and I sold them to the cross-country team. And I said, oh, great. And I said, wow, okay. And I said, so he sold 67, because I couldn't quite get off that number of 67. You see, because his school had 4,500 students at it. 4,500 students. And he said, no, Paul, he says, that's all I've sold all year. And that's more than last year. dead silence, just like I just gave you. And I said, 67 out of 4,500? He goes, yeah, that's big. I'm like, it's big. And here I am sitting there with 98% at $3,000 at $35 a pop sold. Santa Ana was not that far away, miles-wise, about 20 miles away from Esperanza. Communities are starkly different. But he said something to me. He says, oh, Paul, he says, you need to understand something. I said, what's that? He says, we have 85 languages spoken on this campus right now. He says, it's hard to get anything done. And it's hard to get anybody to understand why an ASB card might be important to buy. Especially if you're just really flooding into Santa Ana and hoping for that great American experience of assimilation, right? That's back in 1991, folks. 1991. And of course, the bad mouthing of the athletic programs was ubiquitous in the area, coming from the adults. Don't do athletics. So we go to the game. We had a normal 7,000 or 8,000 spectators. I don't know, 9, 10. We always had big crowds for a high school game on our side. And on their side, they had about 17 football players. Five guys, you know, just roaming around, four to five guys on the sideline. That was it during the game. And, of course, they had a drummer, a saxophonist, a trombone, and a cornet. That was the band on the other side. And no joke, a stadium that would seat 5,000 to 7,000 people probably had less than 50 in it from their school. No parents to be seen, really. Kids, that was it. That was 1991. The other side has been at this for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. It's long ball. And it's the ninth inning. The bottom of the ninth. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to it. Better turn up the volume so you can hear me, right? Just some things going on in the studio. Adjustments were made to the studio. It's a lot better. Functions a lot better. Functionality has increased substantially. It's kind of interesting. We're going to be coming back in the third hour, by the way. Chris Street's going to be joining us. And you want to really, really, really put your hands on the 10 and 2, as we say in the radio business. And do not throw things at the radio. As we speak, you don't want to destroy your car if you're driving around out there. Or you throw your phone across the room. Now, listen, we live in a digital era. Now, this is our time digitally. And some of you might be a little bit uptight and upset about certain circumstances, so you throw things. Don't do that. Because it comes through your phone. I mean, people are sending me YouTubes on my phone. What a distraction that is. Just thought I'd throw that one out there. We're going to come back, though. We got a lot of things to talk about. We talk about immigration, illegal immigration, and all that good stuff. How about this one? Feds charge 19 in Chinese birth tourism scheme in California. It's been going on for years. There's whole properties. You know, I talked to a real estate developer in Orange County. And he doesn't do the thing where you set up these hotels and so on, buy whole hotels, and have these women come over from China and give birth. You know, the so-called anchor baby business? Well, now we got another one going on. It's nice to see that the Justice Department is starting to shake it loose a little bit. Because this is something that we need to shut down in our country. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous what's going on here. But we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And certainly visit our website, 821R.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all the latest information. And we got the fourth Constitutional Convention coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that and perhaps the location. Well, we won't do that today, but we'll probably have an announcement. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.